Vietnam. We have a collect call to Tam from South Vietnam. Do you accept the charges?
South Vietnam?
Yeah.
What's the name?
I don't have that information, ma'am. We just have a collect call to Tam from South Vietnam.
Hold on, okay?
Okay, ma'am. Please hurry up.
South Vietnam, no.
Okay, I'll put you through. Bill operator, I have a collect call from Master Shredder from New York. Do you accept the charges?
What's the name?
Master Shredder.
Master Shredder? No.
Okay, I'll put you through.
Hello, this is Master Shredder. Hello?
Hello, this is Son of Bill operator. I have a collect call from Tam from New York. He says it's very urgent. Shredder.
No, I'm not gonna accept that.
Okay, I'll put you through.
Hello, it's Yam Man.
Who?
I need to speak to Yam.
Yam, my ass.
What did you say?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh shit! There was a day when I was cursed at, but never did I expect the great Yam to curse at me.
Come on, do not go here anymore.
What did you say to the great Master Shredder?
I will kick your ass. I'm not going for long.
I do not want to hear such insolence from you. Now you will fall down before my powers.
What am I saying?
I will turn you into a piece of sushi, and then I will eat you like a great shrimp.
Do not go here no more. I will use my ninja master to see
you are laughing at the great Shredder.
Hello, this is the operator. Sir, this is the operator. Is this person bothering you?
Yes.
Because I don't know, he keeps putting through collect
he's
calls.
He's playing around because I don't really know. He's just trying to make fun of somebody.
He is? You don't know this man?
No, he's trying to make
Excuse me, Master Shredder, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I know Yam. I must talk to Yam. He is great, yeah.
Okay, listen, I don't want to hear any more collect calls from you, because this man says he does not... Do you know this person?
No, I don't know.
You don't know... How does he know your name?
I don't know. He's probably making fun of it.
You don't know how he knows your name?
No.
Excuse me, a Shredder person, how do you know his name?
I know his name from the great days of my ninja training, when he would fight next to me, and we would battle together, the great ninjas. But now he has left me to live in Florida, to taste in the sun like a big fried duckling.
See how he's playing around?
Yes, I do. Did you used to fight with him? Were you a ninja?
Who, me? Oh,
yeah.
My God, I can't believe you listening to him.
Well, I don't know. I'm just an operator. Were you a ninja?
He's messing around. You could tell he's messing
around. He's joking. Well, I doubt. I hear he's doing some sort of a voice or something.
Yeah, can you?
That doesn't sound like his real
over there or something.
Yeah, it sounds like a fake voice to me, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That movie, that's what sounds... Sir, are you doing a voice? You putting us on?
I am not putting you on. I am the great Master Shredder. I have called you up to come with me to battle again into the night to fight the great ninjas.
All right, sir, this sounds fake to me. So you're not a ninja, then?
No, I'm not nothing.
What is a ninja? What is that?
I don't know what he's trying to... What he's trying to do? He's trying to make fun of somebody.
I know. I heard him, Sushine. Because we can listen in on the call sometimes, and I know I usually don't. You know, we don't listen
he's
in.
Doing a crank call.
Yeah, but he called like five times. Collect call. So I just thought maybe I'd listen in and see if anything's going on. So you're not a ninja.
Nah. If he calls again, just don't put me through.
Well, not. If he gets me, there's a lot of operators. That's the thing. I mean, but he calling. If he's calling from the same phone, he'll get me. But if he calls from, you know, a different...
I will always call and I will always get through because I am the great ninja Master Shredder.
See how he's messing around?
I am not messing around. You must come and fight with me, great Yam. We must battle the ninjas. Why do you dishonor your great brother.
Hey, I'm not even from Japan, so
he's not even from Japan, you Master Shredder. Listen, I don't know how old are you, kid?
I am 900 years old. I have been on this earth since the great day of dawn.
Go get a cop over there.
900 years old? I don't want to think this is ridiculous. I'm going to get a cop over there.
Okay, yes,
bring the police here. I will battle them like I battle the great ninjas.
All right, go get a cop.
I'll take care of it, Mr.
Okay.
Ninja. Don't worry, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Yes?
Yeah, I need to speak to Mr. Chore, please.
Can you hold on for a second?
Sure. Hello?
Hello?
What was that?
Excuse me?
I heard some beeps on the phone.
Can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
Hold on for a second.
Alrighty.
Hello?
Yep.
Can you hold on? There's somebody on the other line.
I'm calling from Love and Bell.
Where's
the
that?
Phone company? You had a crank call that you'd received?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling to verify that I need to speak to Mr. Chore or whoever it was who received the call.
I received the call.
Okay, because I just got a complaint. I got a complaint from Matt Cheddar, Mr. Matt Cheddar.
Who's Matt Cheddar?
He said that you had been crank calling him. You had been making collect calls to his residence.
Oh, he's lying, because I never made a crank call on him.
You didn't call him pretending to be an ancient ninja master?
No, he tried to do that to me.
What?
He tried to crank call me, saying that he's a ninja master.
All right, wait a second here. Calm down. Let me. Okay, this is crazy. Now, you say
can
that
you hold
he...
Can you somebody on the other
okay,
line?
Hurry up, please.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes?
All right, let me get this straight now. You say that Mr. Cheddar, Matt Cheddar called you up?
Yeah, he called
me. Because we just got a call in, and he was very angry. He said that you had called him, and you were pretending to be one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he said you were going to come and cut him up like with your ninja sword.
Nah, he's lying. You could ask the operator, because the operator, he was playing around with the operator, too.
He was fooling with the operator?
Yeah, and he was fooling with me, too.
He says you were fooling with the operator. He said you were asking the operator to sleep with you.
Nah,
and,
that's a lie. He's lying. What's his name?
His name is Matt Cheddar.
Matt Cheddar?
Yeah. Matt Cheddar. He says you called him pretending to be Master Shredder.
He's lying, because he called me like four times today at night.
He called you four times?
Yeah, at night, around 5 minutes ago. He called me four times.
Because he said you were a great ancient ninja warrior.
He was trying to say that to me. He's saying that he was going to kill me and stuff like that.
No. That's what he said you did.
He's lying.
Now, are you making up this voice now? Are you playing with me?
That's me.
I don't know. Now,
this is my voice.
I hope you're not playing with me.
No, I'm not playing with you.
Crank calls is very serious stuff.
I know that.
I don't recommend anyone do that to anyone else, and anyone
who
did that, I would stick a carrot in their head.
Yeah.
Because that's a very bad thing.
You could ask the operator that question, he said that he was going to send a cop on him.
You were a cop?
No, I said
you're
going to
cop on him?
No, the operator said that he would send a cop on him.
Well, I don't know, because I got a call from him. I am a cop.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm doing here. That's my job. And I got to make, I got to figure out who crank called who here.
But to tell you the truth, he crank called me. I could swear to the God.
You could swear to the God?
Yes.
The great God?
Yes. I did not crank call.
Well, if you could swear to the God now, that's a different situation here. You're swearing to the God.
You can tell by my voice. I'm not playing around. Because he called me.
Well, he sounded very serious, too, to me. I mean, he was very upset when I got the call. He didn't swear to the God, though.
I don't really know that. How did he know my phone number? I don't even know this guy.
You don't know Matt Cheddar?
Nah, I don't really know. Nobody in my
phone. What do you mean he knows your phone number? He said you called him.
I really don't know.
He said that you pretended you were making a collect call from Vietnam.
Vietnam? I'm in Florida. How am I going to make a...
Yeah, I know that. I know you're... Obviously, you're in Florida. I know that, but he said you were pretending to be from Vietnam.
Nah.
Making, war sound effects and whatnot.
All right, let me tell you the situation, right?
Why don't you tell me the situation?
All right, the first time he called, he said that he was from South Vietnam.
Is this the situation you're telling me now?
Yes, the first time.
All right, tell me the situation.
My sister answered it, right?
Uh-huh.
He said he was from South Vietnam. The second call, the second Colette, he said he was from New York. The third, he was from New York, and the fourth, he was from New York.
And each time, he's doing different voices?
Yes, no, I don't know.
You know, I don't believe that one person could fool someone like that. I mean, you would know if someone was doing different voices, wouldn't you?
My first answer was my sister, two times, and she hanged up. Once she says, there's a phone number for Vietnam.
He says a girl called him, too, and he got a crank call from a girl.
From a girl? Nah. He's lying.
Is your sister there? Can she verify this?
Yes.
Can she swear to the God?
She's there.
Let me talk. What's her name?
Jenny Chan.
Okay, let me talk to Jenny Chan.
All right.
Is that like any relation to Jenny Craig, Wait Long? All right, never mind.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is John Dandale. I'm with Love and Bill. You received a call from a
collect call.
From a collect call.
South Vietnam. And I told the operator I'm not going to receive that.
Okay. Besides from that right now, what do you like on hot dogs?
What?
What do you like on hot dogs?
What do I like on the hot dog?
Yeah. What do you usually put on it?
What's the...
It's relevant to the case.
Does that matter to you?
It's relevant because he mentioned this, so I have to know to tell if you're telling the truth.
What truth? I don't have to answer this.
Oh, so you're hiding something.
No.
All right, put your brother back on, because if you're not going to tell me what's on hot dogs here, then I think there's something to hide.
On hot dog? I don't understand. I'm not going to...
It's a truth test. It's what we do in America to see if people are telling the truth. What do you like in a hot dog? I'm going to run it through the meter, my lie detector.
Ketchup.
Okay, hold on. Let me check this out. Okay. Hold on. You're running it through the detector. Okay, what do you like in a hot dog? Uh-oh, it came up negative. You're lying. Put your brother on.
Who's calling? Can I have your name?
This is John Dandale. I need to speak to your brother again. Because we've got a discrepancy here, and he swore to the great God. And, you know, that when you do something that serious, we get a discrepancy. This came up negative. We put your voice print through the lie detector, came up negative. That's a big no-no on the 104905er. Code 6, Section 7. Of course, you wouldn't be familiar with that, would you now, Jenny J? Can I speak to your brother, please?
Can I have your number? I'll call you back.
Yeah, you can have my number, but I need to speak to him now. This is very important you put him on, because according to this person, he's been making crank calls, and I need to talk to him.
And this is very late already, okay?
Yeah, I realize that, and that's why I have to get this solved. That's why we have to get this,
Hello?
Yeah, we put her voice print through the computer here.
Uh-huh.
And it came up negative, and, you know, I know you swore to the great God and everything, but it came up negative, so I don't know what the story is.
So you know they're lying then?
But she came up negative.
Negative, that means it's not...
That means she came up as a lie.
She came up as a lie.
Well, I'm going to have to get both of you on the phone together, okay, because we're going to have to settle this. Right here, right now.
Okay, you do that.
Okay, I'm gonna call and see if I can't find the operator, too.
Okay.
Do you know the operator's name?
Nah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get in touch with at least Matt Cheddar, and get him on the line, and at least then I can have the computer to determine who's telling the truth and what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
Do you agree to that?
Yes.
That's fair, all right.
Yes.
I'll call you back then.
All right.
Answer your phone.
Okay.
Because if you don't answer the phone, we'll have to come down there.
Okay.
And I know you don't want to do that. I know I don't want to do that. You know, I know Cuckoo the Clown, I don't want to do that. No one wants to do that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Please call.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Is this Tam?
Yeah.
All right, I've got Jonah on the line. She was the operator you talked to. Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Yes?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I just talked to him. He called me what happened here is that kid said that you had called him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him that wasn't true at all.
Yeah, now you know, the cop knows, you understand.
That's a lie. He called me. You called me.
See how he changed his voice, operator?
Yeah, I told him that, but this officer here, I don't know who, he's having a hard time. But that's because I didn't hear what was going on, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just want to get everyone on the line here so we can find out exactly what the deal is. All right,
okay.
So what? Let me hear your story of it first, Matt. What's your story?
Well, I was here, and, you know, I was just watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because, you know, I like Master Shredder, and then all of a sudden I get a collect call, and he's, like, calling me saying, collect call from South Vietnam, and then he started, like, making all these gun noises and stuff, and then I hung up, and then I got a call again in a little bit, and he was, like, him again, and he was saying it's collect call, and I hung up again, and he called me again, and he said he was Master Shredder. And I know he's not Master Shredder because I watched that on the TV show, and that's a cartoon character, and he said he was a ninja, and that he was going to kill me, and, you know, all that stuff, because I would never make crank calls at all.
That's a lie. Ultra, I know that's a lie. No, hold on here. Let's not... Okay, I just want to hear the stories. Okay, what's your version, Tam?
The first time he called me, right, is my sister answered it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the operator told me that, do you want the... put on a knife. My sister just hanged up. And the second time, my sister hanged up.
I didn't talk to any girls. He's lying.
And then the third time.
You're a liar. I didn't talk to any girls. Liar, freak.
He asked the operator.
Look, shut up here, Matt, because if you don't shut up, I'm going to bring you in here, okay?
You could tell.
Sorry.
Why don't you just bring him in here so I could talk to him face to face?
Hold on here. Let's not get violent here.
Yeah, you talk to me face to face. What are you going to do? Huh? Attack me with your ninja sword? Ninja Master Chen Kong Chao?
Hey, Matt,
he's lying.
What?
A word out of you like that again, I'm going to bring you in. You want to spend a night in jail?
No.
See?
Okay, you want to spend a night in jail, Matt. I hear him, okay? I'm beginning to slightly tend my belief towards your side, Pam.
So
you
keep on crank calling me.
Okay, so continue on with the story now. What happened here?
And then the third time... He was playing around with me. He was saying that, I'm a ninja master.
He said he was a ninja master. He said he was Master Shredder.
That's what he said to me.
No, that's what you said to me. You're a liar. You're a liar. Liar. I'm not going to listen to your liar.
Shut up now. This is ridiculous. Now listen, Matt. I'm telling you, be quiet. Let me hear the man's story.
And that was it. He was playing around with me. And then the operator came back through on the line.
Yeah, I was there.
He was playing around with me.
Yeah, he was, because...
The operator asked him how old he was, and he said 900 years old.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what happened with that now?
That's what he said to me. I was on, and I said, listen, you're obviously not very old. And he said, I am 900 years old. He did a voice.
Hey, see that? Hey, operator, you hear the voice?
I think I heard something.
That's the same voice he did on the line.
Oh, now what now?
They tell him to do the voice again.
What voice? I didn't hear any voice.
See how he lying?
I didn't do anything.
No, I don't know. I didn't really hear it. Now, what happened there, operator? Yeah, he did. He did some voice. I heard it. That's what he did. When he had called Alicia, I said, what's your name? And he had said, like, Master Shredder in some voice. Ask him to do it again. Matt?
What?
Can you do that voice again?
I didn't do any voice. He's lying. He did it.
You know he's lying, man.
I am Master Shredder.
See?
What? Who is that now? Who was that?
That was him.
Was that you or him?
That was him.
I can't tell.
That was him.
Operator, who was it? I'm telling you, that was the kid, Matt.
See?
Matt, do the voice again.
I didn't do it. That was me. I was talking at the same time. He's lying. It's lying.
See, you can tell by his voice. He's just a little kid. He's playing around.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 24.
24.
Matt, now come on, Matt. Is that his name? Matt?
Yeah?
Matt, how old are you really? I think he's lying, sir.
See?
Yeah, I don't know. Matt, come on now. How old are you? You can tell me, son. I ain't gonna get mad at you.
But if I tell you how old I am, you're going to not listen to me like you listen to him, and then you're going to take me to jail, and then there's gay homosexuals, and they're going to come in and do things to my butt, and it's going to be horrible.
Matt, stop. Okay, this is about a crank call. All I want to know... Matt, did you do this call? Matt?
I'm No, he called me.
He's lying, man.
That's the Shredder.
Look.
Who is that?
That was him. He made that voice again.
Matt, was that you?
No, it was him. I wasn't talking at the same time.
Look, I was listening. How would I want to say that, man?
This is confusing. I know. I didn't hear the voice, so I don't really know. I think that was him, the kid my aunt. Because I didn't really hear all of the conversation.
This is, like, totally ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it is. I understand. See, this officer, you weren't there. I heard, and I will vouch for this. This man, I just received some crank call. I was only on for the second two, but because he was calling from the same public phone, and, you know, I was on. But I don't know if he, maybe he's one of those computer hackers.
Yes, do that.
A computer criminal or something. You have a computer, Matt?
Yeah, Matt, do you have a computer?
I have an Atari 2600.
Yeah, but you do you do computer hacking, Matt?
That's the Shredder.
See?
All right, who did that?
See, that was him.
That was you, liar!
I don't even got a computer.
You do too.
All
Chinese people have computers.
How you know I'm Chinese?
Because you talk like a ninja.
I don't even know you.
All right, Matt, both of you calm down. Let's stop the fighting. Silence the violence, okay? Okay, now who did that voice here?
That was him. I swear to God, that was him.
Yeah, Matt, he's swearing to the great God. So, you know, we have to take that into account.
Well, I'll swear to the greater God.
The greater God.
Matt, that's not funny.
This is, like, totally ridiculous.
This is getting to be... I'm beginning... Is that your name, Tam?
Yes. No, my name is Quan. I'm speaking for my father.
Quan. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Because I'm sorry, I didn't know what your name was, Quan. I am beginning, I mean, I don't want to sound biased here without a trial or anything, but I'm beginning to believe your story.
What do you mean beginning? It's obvious to me. I mean, it's obvious that this kid...
Yeah, I understand, Jonah, but I have to, you know, I get a lot of cases like this every day. We have to take everything into account.
That's the Shredder believes.
Look.
Who said that?
That was him. That was him.
See, I have to find out who's doing that voice.
That was
him. It was him because he has a computer and he's doing the voice.
That was him.
You making your computer do it.
How you know a computer could make that voice? See?
Yeah, how do you know that, Matt?
That was him. You could tell. That was
How do you know a computer can make that voice?
Because when he called me, he said he had a computer, and he said he could do anything, that he was a hacker.
Can you hold on for a second?
Ninja hacker.
Can you hold on for a second?
Okay, but let's get this solved here.
I am the great Master Shredder. I will cut you all into little pieces and chop you up. Then I will eat you.
Oh.
See, he did that.
I think I heard. Did you?
What did I say? Hello, he
did you talk?
What?
You know what you need to do is, see, I'm only hearing that voice by itself. That's why I can't tell who's doing it.
Uh-huh.
Well, the kid's doing it. It's obvious. I mean, you know his name is Matt. He's doing the voice. It's obvious to me.
Even the operator believed my story.
I know the operator believed you. I mean, I'm a man where if I heard... See, it's just hard for me to believe that kid can do it, that voice. You think that's his computer?
I don't really know.
Because that doesn't sound like him. He's a little kid. Matt,
yes.
Talk to me, Matt.
Yeah, I'm a little kid. I couldn't do that voice. He's lying. How could I do that? I'll try and do it now. Matt, I am Master Shredder. So I can't do it.
He's faking it.
Master Shredder. Chung Ka. I'm Master Shredder. I can't.
Okay, ask the operator.
All right, now why don't you try and do that voice? Let me see how you sound.
Do what voice?
That voice. You try and do it. I just heard him do it. It didn't sound too much like it.
Master Splinter, I will get you.
Whoa, wait a second. Do that again?
Master Splinter.
I don't know there. That sounded a little bit...
See, it was him. You did a voice.
No,
do it again.
How come you asked the operator?
Do
operator?
It again.
Oh, please. No, that was not him. That voice was very... I heard it before. It was real deep, like a little rat on the teenage...
Hold on.
Yeah?
Operator, are you there?
Yeah, it was not you. It didn't sound anything like... I think the kid's faking it.
Operator, look at my voice and look at his voice. Who is playing around?
Okay, can we do them again? Okay, Matt?
Yeah?
Do the voice again.
I am Mr. Shredder. I will chop you like a ninja.
He's messing around now.
No, that's not the voice I heard. I heard definitely a deep voice.
That was him.
Well, see, I didn't hear it. That's why. I don't know.
Operator, you know it's him, right?
Yeah, that's true. It is him, sir. I mean, I know you have to...
take everything into account, but I think it was that little kid, yeah. To tell you the truth.
How old are you really, Matt? Matt, come on now.
Well,
that's the Shredder.
All right, who was that?
That was him.
That wasn't me. I was going to tell you how old I was.
That was him.
It was not. You're lying. Stop trying to get me in trouble.
I swear to God, right now I'm at the bathroom right now.
Man, you're at the bathroom. You probably smell like poop.
Hey,
you can tell
Matt,
by how the way he acts.
Matt, you're acting very immature.
I'm sorry.
See, you know he's crank calling me.
Matt, do you make crank calls with your computer?
All right, I have a computer.
Now, Matt, why didn't you tell me he had a computer before?
Because it's not fair. You get mad at me. He has a computer, too. That's how he does the voices.
I don't got a computer, to tell you the truth.
Liar! You did the voice with the computer.
Why are you lying?
Master Shredder.
See, he did
it. Who is that?
He did a dent. He's playing around. Why don't you...
See, I can't tell. I can't hear you both at the same time.
Where does he live at, Matt? The Matt guy. Is he in Florida?
I can't give either of your addresses to the other party. I've got to solve this myself because whoever did it and did well, I don't want any fights going on. I don't want any ninjutsu, kung fu, karate going, because I don't know who's a ninja and who's not, and I don't want any swords going. I don't want any bloodshed, because neither of you say you're a ninja.
No, I'm not.
You're
a
not
ninja.
A ninja. You're not a karate.
No, I'm not Japan.
Yeah, someone said that they were ninja.
See?
And karate and swords and chop kung fu chain. That was what he was saying, and someone did the voice, and I know it was that kid. I think, I don't think it was Kwan, because Kwan sounds like a gentleman on the phone, and I don't think it was him at all.
It was Basta.
Yeah,
who did that?
That was him.
Yeah, I'm getting confused here. All right. Matt?
Yeah, I have a Commodore 64 computer, but it can't do voices.
He's lying, man.
Wait, why don't you let me hear them both, and I could tell. I just heard him. All right, I'm going to listen here again.
Excuse me. Hello, police?
Yeah.
The cop, yeah. My parents are getting mad because he my mom is like pissed.
All right, we'll try and solve this right now here. I'm gonna let the operators sign here. We're gonna listen to the final thing here and see what's going on. All right, operator.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just go ahead there, Matt.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do your voice the best you can do. Don't fake it, cause I don't know if you're faking. Cause I heard it. No, no, if you're faking, you better not fake with me.
I would never fake. He's the one who did the voice. Kwan did the voice because he's a ninja. He's Japanese, and he did it. I know because they all fight there in Japan. They're all ninjas. Everyone's a secret ninja. And now that's just ridiculous. Now just shut up and do the voice, all right? Kwan?
Yes?
I apologize for that. I really do. Okay, I'm going to just listen to both voices here.
Okay.
All right, do the voice, Matt.
Do what voice?
No, I'm going to let him do the voice first,
okay.
Matt. Matt, do your voice of the Shredder guy.
All right, but I'm telling you, it wasn't me. All right, hold on.
I am Master Shredder, and I will kill all of you, because I am the great ninja. And I don't want... Oh, shut up, Kwan, before I go there with my ninja swords and stomp on your head.
See, that was him.
All right. Now you do your voice.
I'm Master Splinter.
Wait, do it longer. I gotta be able to hear it.
I don't even know what
his voice cannot compare to the greatness of my ninjutsu.
I will fight him and attack him.
Hey, wait, I think I heard the voice again.
Of course you heard the voice, you stupid cop. I will chop you.
Look at him.
What? What'd you say to me?
I called you a pig, Kamar. You are a pig just like Kwan is a pig. And
I
will fight like the great bacon.
I think I heard something. I think I heard something. Did he call me baking?
I
think he did. He called me funny, you policeman.
That's right, you stupid operator. I will fry your breasts upon my great frying pan, and then Michelangelo, Donatello, and the rest of the Ninja Turtles will chop the policeman, Kwan, and the stupid operator up and cook them all up.
This is ridiculous, Kwan.
Yeah?
Kwan,
yeah.
You're under arrest because you're doing this voice here and I can't take this anymore.
Yes, you are dumb, all of you.
See?
Oh, I think I see.
You did it now, Ed.
Oh, shut up, Kwan, before I chop off your legs and the great legs of your parents and make you eat them.
Yeah?
Oh, I think I heard something, Dan. All right. I know it's him, Quan. Case solved. Yeah, the case is solved. We've got him on the line. We're going to take care of him.
Okay,
you will take care of no one, for I am the great warrior.
Yeah?
And Quan, you may think I have been defeated, but I will rise from the jail cell and come to your house, and I will perform ninjutsu on your whole family. They will be dead in the ninja way.
Hello?
All right, I got that on tape.
How
we got that on tape, EFD. He threatened to kick you like a ninja.
He's kind of threatening me.
That's right. That's a threat. That's a ninjutsu threat. We got that down on tape.
Okay.
All right, don't worry about it, Quan. We got everything under control.
Okay,
you have nothing under control. The great ninja will beat you all.
All right, I've got it on tape again. You're just incriminating yourself, man.
That wasn't me. There's someone else on the phone.
See?
There's someone else. It's not me, I swear.
Thank you very much, Captain.
That is a lie. I am the great ninja, and I will beat up the little 15-year-old, too.
See, it's not me.
See? All right, I'm confused now. How many people are on the phone here?
See, it's another ninja.
I will kill all of you.
See? It's not me.
No, it is not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Not me.
Not you. It is me, Master Shredder.
See? See how he's
playing
around?
Yeah, I think we got this boy busted.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's another hard day here for the phone busters.
Okay.
But we solved the case.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Quan.
Can you make sure that
you can live to know that you are safe in the city?
Can you make sure that he won't call me again?
We will make sure. We're going to put him behind bars.
No, it's so fair.
Thank you very much.
We've got it under control.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
All right.
Master Shredder strikes again.
On the half shell, they're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, cause they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neill in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to waste. We need help like Quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger, they didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed turtle power. Trail, determined to put these crooks in jail. She spied the bad guys and saw what happened, but before she knew it, she fell in a trap and got caught. Yeah, she was all alone, with no friends and no phone. Now this was beyond her worst dreams, cause she was cornered by some wayward teens. Headed by Shredder, they were anything but good. Misguided on love, they called them the foot. They could terrorize and be angry, you said. They'd mug the people who needed proof. Then from out of the dark came an awesome sound. Shout of cowabunga as they hit the ground. From the field of weed, the heroes rescued the flower, cause they possessed eternal power. Stand for what you believe in and find the strength to do what's right. That's turtle power. Heroes on a half shell, they're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed at home. Instead of fighting these ninja masters with moves like lightning, they were once normal, but now the mutants. Splinter's the teacher, so they are the students. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello make up the team with one other fellow, Raphael. He's the leader of the group, transformed from the norm by the nuclear goose. Pizza's the food that's sure to please. These ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese. Back to the story, it's not hard to find. Ninjas not just of the body, but of the mind. Those are the words that the master instructed. But a letter from Shredder has Splinter abducted. That was the last straw, spring into action. Step on the foot, now they're gonna lose traction. Now this is for real, so you fight for justice. Your shell is hard, so you shout, they can't dust us off.
like some old coffee table. Since you've been born, you've been willing and able to defeat the sneak, protect the weak, fight for rights and your freedom to speak. Now the villain is chilling, so you make a stand. Back to the wall, put your sword in your hand. Remember the words of your teacher, your master. Evil moves fast, but good moves faster than light. Shining for your illumination, good versus evil equals confrontation. So when you're in trouble, don't give in and go sour. Try to rely on your